KQED.
And we begin in Oroville, where people living in the Northern California town have been tested this year. First by the threat of high water during the spillway crisis that threatened to flood the entire region after heavy rains. Now, Orovillians are being tested by the hell-hot flames of the Wall wildfire. Some 4,000 people have been evacuated during the Wall fire, including Rick, who found a shelter at a local Red Cross.
I was starting to watch it the night before coming down the hill. It looked like they had it pretty well covered, but got out of hand after the stop flying over us, so got out of control again.
Rick didn't give his last name, but the reporter who spoke with him is Adia White of KCHO, and Adia joins us now. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what are you seeing on the ground there in Butte County?
Well, a lot of people are really worried about their homes right now. There's not too much information about what's burned and what hasn't. So people are really just looking for information about how to get to their properties and how to see what their homes look like. And today they're just really hoping to get that order that they can go home and they can see their property and make sure that their houses are okay.
And I imagine at some point there must be evacuation fatigue of some sort.
Yeah, people are getting pretty tired, but at this time of year, this fire isn't necessarily normal. It's worse than what we're used to seeing, but people are still aware that it's fire season, so that they're really not too surprised that they're being evacuated.
In the meantime, you were just saying that this fire is worse than what you are used to seeing. We know that the state is planning for more intense fires as climate change continues to take hold. What are we seeing on the ground level regarding this fire? Is it almost contained? Is it almost out? Where are we at?
I believe we're around 40% contained now. I wouldn't say that it's almost out, but firefighters are definitely making a lot of progress, and people are definitely very hopeful. It's a very cautious kind of hope, but they're still really hoping that firefighters are going to get this fully contained by Saturday and that they'll be able to go home soon.
And Adia, finally, is there anything you've been surprised about as you cover this event?
I am really just surprised by how ready and prepared that people have been for this one. You see a lot of community support. The Salvation Army is donating 3 meals a day to people who evacuated at the Church of the Nazarene in Oroville. There are centers that are open for people to bring their pets, even large animals like horses and goats. The community has really pulled through together on this one to make sure that everyone's going to be okay.
Adia, thanks so much.
Thank you.